We have some huge breaking news. Trump's former FBI director, James Comey, is officially set to be indicted in the Eastern District of Virginia after years of Trump aggressively targeting him on social media, after months of Donald Trump calling for him to be arrested on his Truth Social account, and only a few weeks after a top prosecutor in the Eastern District of Virginia was fired for refusing to bring this exact case. Let me just repeat that. A prosecutor said, "I am not going to partake in the political persecution of Donald Trump's opponents. That's not what I signed up for." And they were fired. Only a few weeks after that happened, Donald Trump sends a direct message to Pam Bondi saying, "Hey, I've reviewed a bunch of statements and everybody wants us to target our political opponents. When are we going to start targeting our political opponents?" Well, just today, this was sent on September 20th. Just today, on September 24th, we learned that former FBI Director James Comey, for years the target of President Trump's ire, is expected to be indicted in the coming days in the Eastern District of Virginia, where a prosecutor who opposed bringing the case was recently fired, three sources familiar with the matter told MSNBC. Again, a prosecutor was recently fired. By the way, I will be on CNN tonight, the Abby Phillips Show, at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, debating this topic and a few others. It would mean the world to me if you guys tuned in. If you can't make it, I'll post a recap. But this then says, the full extent of the charges being prepared against Comey is unclear, but the sources believe that at least one element of the indictment, if it goes forward, will accuse him of lying to Congress during his testimony on September 30th, 2020, about whether he authorized a leak of information. The five-year statute of limitations on that charge would lapse on Tuesday. That is an insane point. Oh my lord. So 5 years ago, on September 30th of 2020, James Comey allegedly did something, and this statute of limitations is set to expire in 6 days at the time of recording this video. So they very intentionally did this 6 days before the statute of limitations was up and it wouldn't be able to be brought. Now, we don't even know if the original charges are what they're for. I mean, we have some ideas, but the grand jury is still reviewing the documents. But the point is, we have a few key pieces of evidence pointing to this being political persecution. Not just a few. Everything points to that. But here's the strongest evidence. Not only was this prosecutor fired for opposing bringing the case, not only did Donald Trump for years say he wanted to target James Comey, we can go through his Truth Social account. This one says, "Jack Smith and the special prosecutor's office are playing the same games with election interference and fake prosecutions as James Comey." And then he tweeted about James Comey like hundreds of times. I searched the word Comey on the Trump Truth Social website, and it just tweeted after tweet about Comey. You guys can see it in the yellow highlights on screen. He just tweets about Comey. There were tweets about Comey being guilty, about Comey's house needing to be raided. He says, "Why wasn't James Comey raided?" This is a major piece of evidence. When we click on Donald Trump's Truth Social post about Pam Bondi, he says, "Pam, it is a letter directly to his attorney general." Let me just back up. If in 2002, this letter had leaked, this had leaked from Bush to his attorney general, his presidency would be over. He would be impeached. It would be over. You cannot pressure your attorney general to do things. In 2012, if Obama had sent this letter either privately or publicly to his attorney general, his presidency would have been over. In 2015, the same thing. But we now live in this weird era where Donald Trump can post whatever the hell he wants, saying, "Pam, I have reviewed over 30 statements and posts saying that essentially, quote, same old story as last time, all talk, no action, nothing is being done. What about Comey, Adam Shifty Schiff, Letitia? They're all guilty as hell, but nothing is being done," end quote. Then we almost put a Democrat-supported U.S. attorney in Virginia with a really bad Republican past, a woke rhino who is never going to do his job. That's why two of the worst Dem senators pushed him so hard. So Donald Trump continues to freak out, but do we need any more evidence than him naming Comey? He put Comey's name in a tweet 4 days ago, and now there is an indictment being prepared against James Comey. They fired the person who didn't want to bring this. This is pure, raw political weaponization. And really quickly, One of my conservative friends texted me, "The Biden administration started the persecution. We're just ending it." That's not true. Conservatives are going to make this argument. That's the only reason I read that. It's not true. Never, ever did President Biden send a post saying, Merrick, please go after Trump for January 6th. No, Merrick Garland slow-walked everything. Slow-walked it very, very much so. I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to make a short video, and I got to go start preparing for CNN tonight. I will see you all there. I love you, and peace out.